something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah.
Look at the life of Solomon. As a young man, when he ascended the throne, guess what happened? Now, let me show you something, because a lot of times we need to understand God's role and our role. All right? He has a part and we have a part. So, the Lord loved Solomon when he was born. But did Solomon respond? Did he respond? Did Solomon respond? That's the key. Did he respond? How did Solomon know the Lord loved him? Well, a prophet of God came to the house and said to his parents, "The Lord asked me to call him Jedidiah," meaning the beloved of the Lord. "For the Lord loves this boy." He grew up to hear that a prophet came to the house when he was born and said that the Lord loved him specially and gave him a name. And he trusted in that name. He trusted the word that the prophet brought. He believed it. In 1 Kings chapter 3, turn in there quickly. 1 Kings. We're talking about God's greater blessings. There's something better than you trying to get something by your faith. There's something better. I said there's something better than you trying to declare what you're going to receive. There's something better than that. Oh boy. Listen. The Bible says, these three abide, faith, hope, and love. And then it says, the greatest of these three is love. Faith, hope, love, the greatest is love. You operate in faith, great. You operate in hope, great. He says, but there's one that's greater than those two. It's love. When you come to walking in love, you have gone higher than mere walk of faith. You cannot walk in love without faith. And you cannot walk in faith without love. But love is greater. When you begin to operate in love, it is the highest level of faith. You have gone beyond trying to get something with faith. You've moved into covenants. You've moved into trust. You now see life from another level. You're not looking like other men. What they're struggling to get, you wouldn't even take. What many men are struggling for, you don't even want. You've gone too high for that. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. You've gone too high for that. You've lost your desire for those things. What they're struggling to get. What they're struggling to amass. You've gone beyond it. 1 Kings chapter 3. I want you all to read verse number 3 together and read it out loud. Want to go? Praise God. Now you know the meaning of that latter part. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. Meaning that the place that he used for offering sacrifices to Jehovah were the wrong altars. They were already built by others. And he was using them. But God didn't want those kind of altars the way they were constructed. That's what he's talking about. Because they were constructed like the altars that were used for heathen worship. So he sacrificed unto Jehovah in those places. So they should have destroyed them and built according to the law. That's what he's talking about. But he wasn't offering those sacrifices to heathen gods. But look at something nice. He says, and Solomon loved the Lord. How did he prove it? Walking in the statutes of David, his father. He loved the Lord. Walking in the statutes of David, his father. He proved his love for the Lord by his walk. The way he lived. The things he considered. So you can live a great Christian life by using spiritual principles to just make your life great. It's all right. But there's something higher than that. That's what I'm trying to get you to notice. There's a higher life than trying to use the Word of God to make your life great. There's a higher life than that. It's climbing in greater fellowship with the Master. So everything those other guys are struggling to have with their faith, you possess them. Because that's the way the Lord is. Remember when he appeared to Solomon in a dream and asked him, he said, Solomon, what do you want me to do for you? And Solomon said, well, I don't have any problems, but just give me wisdom and understanding. And the Lord said, what? You're not asking for anything? He said, no. And the Lord said, all right. Because you didn't even ask, I'm going to give them to you in abundance. He said, you didn't ask for long life, I'll give you long life. He said, you didn't ask for riches, I'll give you riches. I'm going to make you so rich, nobody will ever like you, and no one will ever be like you. And then he said, you didn't ask for the life of your enemies, I'll give you peace. Now knock all your enemies down before you. You know, he just blessed the young guy with everything he didn't ask for. Everything others were asking God for. Praying and crying to God, oh God, I want to live long. Oh God, destroy my enemies. Oh God, all those things that people were praying for. Solomon gained by his relationship with Jehovah. See that? We're talking about God's greater blessings. These things will not happen just because you are nice. I want you to follow this. This is not because you are nice and kind and fine and good. No. 1,000 times no. It's not because there's no sin in your life. You're pure. No. That's not it. You're getting it wrong. It's not according to your works of righteousness. It's not because you pray well. It's not because of any of those things. Look at it. He says, the Lord loved Solomon as a baby. And when he found out about it, he loved the Lord. And then proved it by walking right. How do you love the Lord? You delight yourself in him. He becomes your friend. You cannot love the Lord and walk in fear. Do you know that? You can't love the Lord and walk in fear. How could you love the Lord and walk in fear? It's not possible. They can't go together. When you walk in fear, you're not walking in the love of the Lord. What's the Bible saying? First Epistle of St. John, chapter number 4. Hurry there. First John, chapter 4. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Whoo! Hey, ha, 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 ha. I'm going to read it to you from the 16th verse. Now, what you notice is, and we have known, oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. And we have known and believed the love that God had to us. You see it? When Solomon found out, he responded. Have you found out that the Lord loves you? Have you found out? Have you found out? Are you among those Christians that are complaining, oh God, what have you done to my life? I've been a Christian for 5 years. What do I have to show for it? They get mad at God. Look at it. He says, and we have known and believed the Lord, the love that God had to us. God is love. And he, boy, I like it. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God. And God in him. See what I mean? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's read that again. We have known and believed the love that God had to us. God is love. And he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Glory to God.
The Love Old Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 Love Old Radio stations like Love Old Radio Iran, Love Old Radio Ukraine, Love Old Radio South Africa, Love Old Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Love Old App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacre Coeur 3 Sicarp, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. This is the continuation of the message, Four Kinds of Blessings.
Hallelujah. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casted out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. You see it now? How can you be afraid of dark places? And you say you're walking in love. You're not walking in love. Your love has not been perfected. There is no fear in love. How can you hear noise in the night and your heart starts beating? Why? He that feareth is not made perfect in love. He says fear has torment. It's a tormenting spirit. Whether it's the fear of the future, the fear of failure, the fear of sickness, the fear of darkness, whatever kind of fear it is, fear of your enemies, whatever it is, fear of death, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. There is no fear in love. Perfect love casteth out fear. When you walk in love, what is perfect love? It means I love him because he loves me. So that's love perfected. And he says fear has no place in that kind of love. Fear has no place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at verse 17 one more time. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we. He walks in love. We walk in love. As he is, so are we. Perfect love casts out fear. He says that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. We have boldness. We can approach him in the day of judgment. Whether he's talking about the last day of judgment or the several judgments that take place every day in our day, makes no difference. But we have boldness in the day of judgment. Have you settled it in your heart that you love Jesus? You say, yes, yes, yes. But you got to take one more step. You prove it. You prove it. He looks at the proof. He looks at the proof. The Bible says, if you love him that begot, you must love him that is begotten of him. In other words, if you love God, you must love God's offspring. In other words, if you love God, you must love Jesus. And Jesus said, anybody who doesn't love you doesn't love me. So you love Jesus, you must love Jesus' people. Because, man, you see Jesus in them. You love people who believe in Jesus. You love people who love Jesus. You appreciate them. That selfish love is not love. Will you condemn the others? That's not the love of God. A lot of us can have ministry and respond like businessmen. You know what I'm talking about? Where everybody's trying to protect his own business. So everybody's a businessman. But not many understand the love of Jesus. Because they do not know him. Praise God. Why are you looking at me like that now? Shall you still hear? Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh boy. Let me show you one more thing. Ready to see it? Okay. Remember, the anointing of the Holy Ghost is connected to the love of God. Connected, fully connected. Connected to the love of God. Hallelujah. And the key is what we read in St. John's Gospel. That's a big key. The big key. And it's very, very simple to understand when we say that first, Solomon was loved of God as a baby. Now when he grew up, we noticed in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 3 that he loved the Lord. So, but we know that we have already been given the information that the Lord loved him. It's just like what John tells us in 1st Epistle of St. John chapter 4. Turn in there. 1 John chapter 4. Verse 10. I want you all to read verse 10. One, two, go. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Ain't that wonderful? Read verse 19. Hallelujah. We love him because he first loved us. So Solomon loved him because he first loved him. And that verse 10 you just read, he said, herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. Oh, look at verse 11. I want you all to read that. One, two, go. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Whew. See that? How can you love your brother and steal from him? How can you love your brother and lie to cheat him? How can you love your brother and you're working with him and you have become a swindler to him? How could you do that? That's not the love of God. See? That's not the love of God. He says, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. Hallelujah. Here is where we are moved into God's greater blessings. That's what Jesus was talking about when he said, if a man love me, he will keep my words. And my Father will love him. And we will come unto him and make our home with him. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. We will come unto him and set up our headquarters with him. That's exactly what he said. We'll come there, set up our headquarters with him. That's how we got Christ Embassy. You got to understand. Because Papa God and Jesus set up the headquarters here through the Holy Ghost. Yeah, sure. Sure. And so we just keep moving. Why? Because the Lord is in the camp. He's not far away. He's here with us. Right in our midst. Let me show you something about God's greater blessings. Will you turn to Genesis chapter number 26? Genesis chapter 26. Let me show you something here. Woo-hoo, glory. We're talking here about the man Isaac, how he walked in God's greater blessings. You ready for this? From verse 12. Genesis chapter 26 from verse 12. Then Isaac sowed in that land. Now it was in the time of famine. And Isaac sowed in that land. The Bible says, and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. Alright? The Lord blessed him. And watch this now. The man waxed great. What is he talking about? Listen. Listen, he was already a blessed man. He was a son of Abraham. He was already a blessed man. Now he's moving to the great blessings by faith. All right? He functions in faith and he's blessed by the Lord. The man becomes great. Look at it. Verse 12 again. Then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year 100-fold, and the Lord blessed him. And the man waxed great. And went forward and grew until he became very great.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. through him, and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow, this message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy, Sacred Coeur 3 Sicarpe, Senegal. Worship with us on Sundays by 9 a.m., Wednesdays by 6:30 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimony with us, please call 221-784-813-870-221-774-209-901 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.com. God bless you.